The Business Owners Podcast is brought to you by Business, Business, Business and Enova Group with your hosts, Linda Reed Enova and Clive Enova. In each episode, we talk to other business owners about their experiences, challenges and successes. We'll also share tips and advice on how to grow your business and achieve your goals. If you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, then the Business Owners Podcast is for you.
Welcome to the Business Owners Podcast. My name is Clive Enova, and along with Linda Reed Enova, I am your host of this podcast. In each episode, we bring you practical tips, expert insights, and inspiring stories from successful business owners. Today, we're joined by Nicole Vlug. Hello, Nicole. Welcome. And please introduce yourself.
I'm Nicole Vlug, and I've been self-employed since I was a teenager, from photographer, clothing manufacturer, interior design, property development, boutique owner, cafe, counselling, digital marketing, and now transformational coaching. It's been a long career in creativity and serving people. What I love most is to be able to inspire and help people to become the very best version of themselves. Why? Because in life, and especially in business, every day we have events that challenge us in some way. We want to get ahead and we want to minimize struggle. We're all master creators and none of us were born with an instruction manual or life tools. And most of us accidentally picked up a lot of the wrong tools along the way. I love this analogy and I hope it lets you see that it's just a matter of finding the right life tools and creating what you love. And it's what I'd love to inspire everyone to explore.
That's certainly an interesting journey, Nicole. What's the most important lesson that you've learned within business and how did that make an impact on your business?
The most important lesson that I have learned in business is that if at any point in time your underlying reason in doing it is to make money rather than something you'd love that provides value and helps people, then you will never succeed. I can't tell you how many people I have seen try and fail, including some of my own ventures. Many years ago, I started a very exciting and adventurous business for the fun and love of it. And being of service, I thought that I would be broke for the rest of my life, but I'd be happy. It was then that I made a fortune.
Throughout a business journey, Nicole, there are many paths that can be taken, some of them exciting, some of them not quite so exciting. But all of them filled with wonder. But what's one mistake that you've made in business that you would like to share with others so that they might avoid making that same mistake?
One mistake I made early in my career was trusting people because it was easier and non-confrontational, and I was afraid to set boundaries. I'd just assume we were all on the same page rather than putting things in writing so that we were all protected from assumptions and agendas. This created plenty of conflict and cost me a lot of time and money. This related mainly to my staff, and I think I was just lucky when it came to suppliers and clients. So put stuff in writing and have contracts and agreements in place regardless.
Excellent advice, Nicole. What's one standout lesson that has been taught to you by a mentor that you'd like to share with others so that they can maybe take that as you being their mentor?
I was very lucky to have very successful and ethical mentors early on in life. Two lessons stand out. First, never stop learning, from books to courses and workshops and connecting with other people. Second, always be kind and express your gratitude and appreciation. A gift or a handwritten note goes a long way.
As we become more wise, Nicole, we tend to be able to teach things to others. What's one lesson that you now teach your employees or people around you or clients that you find creates amazing impact?
The lessons I teach others now are in line with assuming everyone would like to be the very best version of themselves. And with the most common challenges I see, the four agreements come to mind, which are: be impeccable with your word, don't take anything personally, don't make assumptions, and always do your best. And when you're struggling with life and you seem to be stuck, do step up and do the work. there will be something about you that you need to address. Why be ordinary when life can be extraordinary?
Fantastic advice, Nicole. Now, before I let you go, I'd like to thank you for coming on to the Business Owners Podcast. I've thoroughly enjoyed listening to and learning from the lessons that you've learned in business. But now let's share with our listeners, where can they find you? Where can they connect with you?
I can be reached at Mind Freedom Technique, which is www.mindfreedomtechnique.com. You can book in a free chat or a one-on-one session. You can have a look at our Happiness for High Achievers program, our Practitioners and Confident Kids programs. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram at Mind Freedom Technique. If X is your thing, it's Mind Freedom Tech, and I'm Nicole Vlug on LinkedIn. So I look forward to meeting you soon.
Thanks again, Nicole, for joining us on the Business Owners Podcast. It's been a very enjoyable conversation. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in, and let's have you tune back in for the next time with more tips and stories for business owners just like you. And of course, visit the previous sessions that we've had on the Business Owners Podcast, because each podcast is filled with little gems of information that will help you in your business every day.
Thanks for listening to the Business Owners Podcast. We encourage you to connect with us on social media and join our community of business owners at businessbusinessbusiness.com.au.